And somebody said, hey, Phil, birds across the street jamming. I said, oh, really? So, man, I ran across Sheridan Square, and there's a joint called Arthur's Tavern, still there. There was a great Charlie Parker on a bandstand about, oh, big as three or four cardboard table, as card tables, you know, a little teeny. And there was a piano player playing on a little teeny piano. And he was about 90 years old. And his father was on drums, and his father had a couple of pie plates and a little snare drum. And there's Charlie Parker, and he's playing on a baritone sax that I later found out belonged to Larry Rivers, who was a great painter, you know, one of the guys. Not a very good saxophone player, but I don't know what Bird was doing with it, but there he was. And I said, Mr. Parker, perhaps you'd like to play my my horn. And he remembered me from the cherry pie days. I mean, he knew who I was. He knew who all the young guys were. He said, that'd be good, Phil, but this horn is kicking my butt, man. So I ran across back to my gig, my Harlem Nocturne 10 times a night gig, and the horn I didn't think was working, and the mouthpiece I didn't like and all that. And I grabbed it and came back to work, and I sat right next to Bird. I handed him the horn, and he played Long Ago and Far Away. And I'm listening to him play my horn, and it occurs to me there's really nothing wrong with a saxophone. You know, it seems to sound pretty darn good, you know? Reed's working, mouthpieces work, even the strap sounded good, man. I mean, and he said, now you play. I said, oh, my God. You know, when I run across young students and I ask them to play something, they'd say, oh, I'm too shy. And I say, you know, I always say, shy is the enemy, man. You got to get over it. You got to get over it. When you get an opportunity, the door knocks, man, you got to answer it in full regalia and give it your all. I knew that. I was young, but I knew that. And when Bird said, now you play, I gave it my best shot because, you know, I'd been around the block a little bit. And he leaned over and he said, sounds real good, Phil. Be still, my heart. Be still, my heart. I mean, that between what Dizzy said to me, you know, but get your act together. I mean, you can't steal a gift. And when Bird said, sounds real good, that, you know, there they are. Two giants have changed the whole planet, and they thought I was worthy. So, I mean, I gotta really get my act together. And that was a great lesson. The lessons are no longer available. You don't get that on the college level. I mean, you might meet a great teacher, don't get me wrong. Right. But not a person of that caliber.